collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change.
CQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping could be in the works.
The president could potentially meet with Xi Jinping on the sidelines of next month's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco.
There has been no such meeting set up, but it is a possibility.
U.S. relations with Beijing have been strained in recent years, and the two leaders have not spoken since their meeting last November at the G20 summit in Indonesia.
Rick Clugston reporting. Former President Trump is endorsing Republican Congressman Jim Jordan as the next House Speaker. Edwin Mora has more.
Trump threw his support behind House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jordan, one of the former president's top defenders, to succeed Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker, calling him a star on social media. The announcement came in the wee hours of Friday, soon after Trump said he would be open to serve as interim leader himself, absent a GOP decision on a successor. Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana were the first to announce their candidacy.
Kevin McCarthy is denying reports that he plans to resign from Congress. He says he plans to serve until the end of next year and then run for re-election because he says he wants to help Republicans expand the majority in the chamber. McCarthy suffered a historic defeat earlier in the week when he was ousted by a small group of conservatives and House Democrats. Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he has a major announcement coming up. Last month, he released a video saying he'll travel to Philadelphia on October 9th to make a speech at the birthplace of our nation. The news is funneling speculation that he may decide to run for president as an independent candidate. And the leader of the United Auto Workers Union says General Motors has made progress at the bargaining table. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This decade may be the worst one yet to retire in. That's why you need the most current retirement information. For more than 30 years, Bob Carlson has been helping investors stay ahead of turbulent markets and money-grubbing politicians. Now, more than ever, you need to subscribe to Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch. Bob makes sure his Retirement Watch readers are getting independent advice on all aspects of retirement. It's advice you won't get anywhere else. When you subscribe to Retirement Watch, you'll get 12 months of the newsletter. You'll also get 5 model portfolios. Plus, you'll get immediate access to the Retirement Watch private website with tons of special reports. You'll also get an online spending calculator to help you deal with inflation. Plus, exclusive conference calls with Bob Carlson, answering your retirement questions live. All for as little as $49.95. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not satisfied, cancel and we'll refund your money. Sound fair? Sign up today at retirementelders.com. Retirementelders.com. That's retirementelders.com.
The nation's employers added 336,000 jobs in September, up from 227,000 in August. Meantime, Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Anthony says there are troubling signs.
If you look at, for example, those not in the labor force, a lot of this has to do with the explosion of people who are on disability now. Instead of being at 95 million and trending down, we're now up about at 100 million.
Students, Roanoke College's women's swim team in Virginia are speaking out against men competing in women's sports. This fall, a guy asked for permission to join the team. According to the college, he competed on the men's swim team in 2021 as a first-year student, then took a year off from competition before returning to the sport this fall. The swimmer in question has since withdrawn his request to join the team. News and analysis at townhall.com. Britain's Labour political party defeats the Scottish National Party.
Labour always fancied its chances in this by-election, coming as it did after the removal of the former SNP MP Margaret Ferrier because she broke COVID laws. But even they were probably not anticipating the scale of their success. A swing of more than 20%, more than twice the votes of the SNP candidate. Keir Starmer described it as historic. The leader of Scottish Labour, Anna Sawar, said they had flipped Scottish politics on its head.
Americans are split along party lines about whether to get the latest COVID booster. While 7 in 10 Democrats say they're likely to get it or already have, fewer than 3 in 10 Republicans say they will. As of early October, 6% of Americans say they've already gotten the shot. Many doctors say at this point COVID is basically the common cold. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for rain becoming mixed precipitation today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 48. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, 35. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well below average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 48 today, lows level off around 35 tonight, highs reach 47 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 36.
Perfect outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here. Standing with your arm around me here, cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments that's got you.
Lucene.
Hi, folks. This is Keith Urban.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew, thank God for giving me you.
Take care of
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Classics, your country, 98Q Country.
Damage be Jelly Roll featuring Lainey Wilson. I don't know who's got top billing on that one, if you ask me. It saved me. My name is Penrod. And speaking of saving, do you save your money? I recently got a couple hundreds from something that I sold. The hundreds are old. They don't look like the new ones. I tried using one of them, and people were like, is this real? And they like put the pen on it, and the pen worked, but they were kind of confused. And I just found out that since 2017, the most common paper currency in the United States has been the $100 bill. What? The most common paper currency in the States is a $100 bill. And yet people are freaking out when I hand them this $100 bill. Maybe they're just surprised to see a $100 bill. I don't know. It was at a dinky little gas.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt, and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the beaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round.
Country.com.
We were listening to one more song.
Morgan Wallen, everything I love. Morgan Wallen loved baseball. He wanted to be a professional baseball player, played Little League, played in high school, played in college. I don't know if he had a coach like this, though. A Little League coach in Dallas was arrested after fighting an umpire in the middle of the game. That's right. His young son was also trying to hit people. The kid was not arrested. The coach, the dad, should have been.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for rain becoming mixed precipitation today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 48. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, 35. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well below average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 48 today. Lows level off around 35 tonight. Highs reach 47 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 36.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
Dumb. The first time I saw you, dumb. Like the first dance was through, I was dumb.
Online
at 98QCountry.com.
Local honey will keep you knowing.
Ashley McBride, light out in the kitchen. Well, I don't know if this is karma or what, but a Russian skydiver plunged to his death in a contest dedicated to Vladimir Putin's upcoming 71st birthday. Dmitry something. It was filmed swooping at high speeds of height before hitting the water in a planned event in some town in Russia. The video shows his spin around and then smacking into the water and dead. So, yeah, it was dedicated to Putin. Maybe that's foreshadowing. I don't know. Have a great day.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
And a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to
my t-shirt in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight in my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I to me, there'd never be nobody else in that blue chair by my side. The sun don't even wanna be there, girl. If you ain't the one, in my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy.